Yeah, so let's go on to Tosfos. So, let's pick up let's go through the thread, the broader picture. What's happened so far in Tosfos? What have we seen in previous episodes? So, we started off, Tosfos Akasha, how's it possible for a Kotan to have money with their ISO? Because the Drosha, the Gemara brings Drosha, Isha Tetzarech Akser Olof, Yeshli Goyalim Lahav Kotan, and that's a Tetzarech, presupposes the Kotan has money. So, Tosfos wants to know, how did a Kotan ever come into money? First of all, Ein Schiel Kotan. Kotan with their ISO can't be Zeicha for himself. Tosfos brings that from the Gemara, it's implicit in the Gemara in the Baba Basra in Kufna Zayim, in Mishimes. Number two, even if we'll say that somebody else would want was zeich the money for the cotton, with zeich and let him shalei b'fanov, Tosfos says that's also not going to work because schi is mitam shlichus. Tosfos mechich left from the Gemara bechotzer, not yipeis that we talked about a lot. What's exactly the hechafa? But the point of Tosfos is mechich from the Gemara, but we see that schi is mitam shlichus, and we know that a cotton doesn't have shlichus. That's a Gemara in many places that a cotton doesn't have shlichus. Tosfos sheet is that it's a miut atem gam atem, it's mayat the cotton from shlichus. So if he's mismayed for shlichus, then he doesn't have schi either. So how could a cotton possibly have money? But then Tosfos brought a gemara in Gittin, Perkis Kabel, that zoichel atzmei v'zoichel acherim, that the Ravasi says that a cotton, assuming that he's old enough to understand how to do a ma'aseh kinyan, what a kinyan is, so a v'zokei egas menotlo to v'zoichel for himself, or chepetz machzir l'achashot to v'zoichel acherim. So he's able to be zeicha for himself and to be zeicha l'acher. And Tosfos mechiach from the hemshich of the sugya, from the fact that the Gemara is medamet to ma'aseh sheni, which is a din deraisa, we'll see later on in a minute, that's a din deraisa, that this din of zeicha l'atzmi v'zeicha l'acher is a deraisa d'kadin. So Tosfos says, you see already from the Gemara in Gittin that a katan has schia, he has schia l'atzmi, and he has schia l'acher. It could be zeicha l'atzmi, it could be zeicha l'acherim, and he could do it on a deraisa level. How could Taka do it on a deraisa level? How could he be zeicha l'acherim mi deraisa? To be zeicha l'atzmi, fine, we'll say he's zeicha l'atzmi mi deraisa. How is he able to be zeicha l'acherim mi deraisa? What happened to the argument that schi is mitam shlichus? And the kotan doesn't have shlichus. Like, where did that go? Where did the problem of schi mitam shlichus disappear to? So Tosfos B'Yos doesn't really address this explicitly. Tosfos in Gittin discusses it. Tyson get in the run, and they say that apparently Ravasi holds that the miut of atem gam atem is only mayat the cotton from things from shlichos and things that he can't do for himself. So it lacks an atem gam atem, but things that a cotton could do for himself are not bechal miut, and those things he could be a shliach, and therefore a cotton says Ravasi is zeicha l'atzmi and he's zeicha l'acher. And the mashmos in Tosfos is the shachas medayik in Tosfos. The hemshach of Tosfos more that if he's zeicha l'acherim, who adin acherim is zeicha for him. Once we say that in something they could do for himself, he has schir for acherim, then who adin acherim keep his zeicha for him? Some doing in the mashmos lashon of Tosfos already at the beginning. Later on, we'll see in the hemshach of Tosfos medam the Yerushalmi to the Marnezu Neshach. One is talking about to be zeicha a cotton being zeicha for acherim. One is talking acherim to be zeicha for a cotton. So it's mavur in the whole hemshach of Tosfos that these are equal things. If a cotton could be zeicha l'acherim, acherim could be zeicha for a cotton. And that's not hard to understand. We also spoke through. That's not hard to understand. It's the same issue of atem gam atem. If there's a miut of atem gam atem, then it's both goes in both directions. Atem gam atem is a two-directional miut. That's the first thing more like Abayit Goy. Atem gam atem is a miut of Goy from being a shliach for others, and for others being a shliach for a Goy. That's more in Ayin Aleph and Bamesir. So here also, a cotton, if he's mismayed from shlichus, he's mismayed in both directions. And if we'll say there's something that he could do for himself, he's not b'chal l'miut, then it's not b'chal l'miut in either direction. And therefore, that's how we're learning in Ravasi. If he's zeichel acherim, then acherim is zeichel for him. And l'chorah deraisa. That's what Tosfos says, that it's mashma, that it's a deraisa dikadim, that he could be zeichel acherim, and therefore it's deraisa, that acherim could be zeichel for him. What happened to Gemara b'Metzia that ain't schiel l'kotan? Tosfos, at the very beginning, Tosfos brought that ain't schiel l'kotan. It was implicit in the Gemara in Baba Basra, rather. That ain't schiel l'kotan. That was the first line in Tosfos. Hamina b'perek mishemes, ain't schiel l'kotan. Talk through what's exactly the deal. What does it say in mishemes that ain't schiel l'kotan? Because it says that Rabbi Lezer holds that they were misakin schia for a cotton but not for a gadol. Why were they misakin schia for a cotton and not for a gadol? Because a gadol could be kind of for himself, they weren't misakin for him schia. A cotton who can't be kind of for himself, they were misakin for him schia. So of course we don't pass like a belezer, but you see from a belezer the idea that ain't schia l'cotton. So that's what Tosis meant. Now it turns out, says Rav Asi, that a cotton who's at least old enough, what happened to Gemara in the Baba Basra that ain't schiel a kotlin? So Taisus by us doesn't address that either, Beferish. A lot of things Taisus over here doesn't address explicitly. Taisus in Gittin does address it. And Taisus in Gittin says, that the Gemara in Baba Basra that ain't schiel a kotlin is talking about a kotlin who did not reach the age of Tzor Bezorke, Eges Menoitle. There has another teretz. There may be even by Tzorva Zorke Eges Menoitle that he is Eichel Atzma. It's only if he actually takes the chayfas, the kind of kinyonim where you take the chayfas in hand, that a katan has a yad to do. But kinyonim of Suda or kinyonim where the chayfas not actually, you're not picking up the chayfas, that's beyond the maturity of a katan to do. And that you need the takana of that Achayim is Eichel for him because he can't be Eichel for himself. They were misakin that Achayim, Rav Lezer holds, they were misakin that Achayim can be Eichel for a katan. Because a cotton can't be zeicher for himself in a primitive way, can be zeicher for himself if he picks up the chayfets. But a lot of kinyanim are more sophisticated than that. What if the cotton wants to buy a derivative or something? How's he going to buy it? He doesn't have the, that needs a kinyan chalip and a shtar, other kinds of kinyan. So for that, they are misakin that acherim zeicher lo. So that's another mahalach over there. Then we had Kasha. Small things that we already went through once. We had a Kasha granted that Rav Asi says that he's Zeichel Acherim. And if he's Zeichel Acherim, who then Acherim is Zeichel for him? But we don't hold like Rav Asi. We hold like Shmuel. That he's Zeichel Atzmai Vein is Zeichel Acherim. So what's Taisus? What does Taisus want me to write? Lahalocha, he can be Zeichel Atzmai, he can't be Zeichel Acherim. So if he can't be zeicher l'achayim, his tam achayim can't be zeicher for him. After all, we said two things are equivalent. But the mashmoyis of Tosis is that after you brought the Gemara and Gittin, so achayim can be zeicher for him either. Is that true? It's only true according to Ravasi. It's not true halacha according to Shmuel. The Moshul Shach says that it says in this Tosis that achayim can be zeicher for him either. What does it say in this Tosis? It says in this Tosis according to Ravasi. It doesn't say halacha. I would add to the kasha now, maybe. The way we said the kasha l'chatkila, it's really just more a kasha on the shach. No, it doesn't say beferish in Tosis that achayim is zeicher for him midiraisa. The shach learned it up in Tosis. It's a little bit mashma loshon of Tosis, mashma nahayim midiraisa. It sounds like it's connected to what he said before that achayim zeicher is only midirabonon. Now it's mashma nahayim midiraisa. It's a slight diuk in Tosis, but I think there's a stronger diuk. Tosis behemshich asks from the Gemara Nezu Neshach. That it says in the Gemara Nezu Neshech that in Rav Svarim, the Gersa of Nezu Neshech is that Acherim could be Zeicher for a Kotun only midirabanan. Against Yishami says that a Kotun could be Zeicher midiraisa, and against the Gemara Gittim with Taisus Mechiach. So he has a problem with the Gemara Nezu Neshech. What's his problem? Maybe the Gemara Nezu Neshech is going like Shmuel. Shmuel holds that he's not Zeicher Lachem, and not Zeicher Fiv, at least on a Deraisa level. So what's Tosis' Kasha? Not up to that in Tosis' side, presumably I already saw. Well, what does Tosis want from Gemara Nezu Neshech? Maybe that Gemara goes like Shmuel. So what we answered, and so what do we answer? So what do we answer? We all like Ravasi. We all like Shmuel. We don't like Ravasi. So what does Tosfos want from Ravasi? Ravasi not la locha. La locha we all like Shmuel. He's not zeicher l'achem. He's not zeicher l'achem. So achem and not zeicher for him. At least not midiraisa. Midirabanan maybe, but not midiraisa. So what does Tosfos want? Why does Tosfos say that achem keep zeicher for him midiraisa? Again, why does the Shach say that achem keep zeicher for him midiraisa? It's meduyik in Tosfos like the Shach. When Tosfos is kasher from Eizu Neshech, he's sick like the Shach. We'll assume the Shach is right Shach in Tosfos. That if he's Tosfos is saying he's zeichel acher, it says in the Gemara Gittin he's zeichel acherim. Who are the acherim as zeichel for him? What's the right? We don't hold like Rav Asa, we hold like Shmuel. So what do we answer? Somebody. Yes. Right. Depends why Shmuel is arguing with Rav Asa. What's the nekudas of machlokes? If you learn that Rav Asa and Shmuel are arguing with Dinei Shlichus, that's how the Ran over there learns in Gittin, that they're arguing with Hakim Dinei Shlichus. The Rav Asa says a Kotan is not mismayed from things that he could do for himself. And Shmuel is choluk, and he says, no, a Kotan is mismayed to the Gamri. So then the question is a very strong question. According to Rav Asa, he's zeichel achem. Who had the achem as zeichel for him? La'aloch we all like Shmuel. He's mismayed from shlichus legamri. If he's mismayed from shlichus legamri, that's why he's not zeichel achem. So who did achem and not zeichel for him? So then there's nothing to say in this Tosis. Then Tosis is very problematic. The answer is that Tosis apparently holds like the other Tosis apparently held that the machlekes Rav Asa and Shmuel is not in dinei shlichus. As far as shlichus is concerned, if you see from Rav Asa that a kotan in a thing that he could do for himself, he could be a shliach lacherim. They make a taste that Shmuel is chaylik in that. It's not mashma that Shmuel is chaylik in Ravasi in Gidrei Shlichus. Shmuel is chaylik in Ravasi in Dina in Gidrei Yad. How much Yad does a Kotan have? To do a Maisa Kinyan, a Kotan needs a Yad. He needs a certain understanding of what a Kinyan is. So Ravasi says, if a Sorba Zorpi Agis Menoichi, that's enough to be Zoichel Atzme, Chayfu to Machzir Lachashos, enough to be Zoichel Acher. They're primarily arguing about how much Yad a Kotan has. And Shmuel says, even if it's Chayfu to Machzir Lachashos, if he didn't bring Shtei Sires, he doesn't have enough Yad to be Zoicha L'Acherim. Because to be Zoicha for L'Acherim needs a bigger Yad. That means it needs a bigger Havana that you're doing the Maisa. A Kinyan L'Acherim is a more sophisticated concept for a Kotan to understand. So Shmuel holds that a Kotan doesn't have enough understanding to do a Maisa Kinyan L'Acherim. It's not a lack of Shlichos. It's a lack in the Maisa Kinyan. And that's only in Machlokes when the Kotan is doing the Maisa Kinyan L'Acherim. But if Acherim are doing the Maisa Kinyan for the Kotan, then there's no lack in the Maisa Kinyan, then it's purely a question of Shlichus. Well, if it's purely a question of Shlichus, we see from Rav Asa that to the extent that there's no problem in the Shlichus. What a Kotan could do for himself, he could be a Shlich to do for others. And who then others could do for him. So yes, of course, it's Machlekes Rav Asa and Shmuel. The Machlekes Rav Asa and Shmuel is in a technical point. Does a Kotan have a Yad to be Kainel Acherim? Rav Asa says yes, and Shmuel says no. But as far as Shlichus is concerned, since we see in Rav Asa that a kotan could be a shliach lacherim in something that's isa bit a little bit benafshei, and obviously, and if that's the case, then acherim could be shluchim for him. So there's no reason to think that Shmuel is chaylik on that. In mitzad the shlichus of why should Shmuel be chaylik? And therefore, when it comes to acherim being zeicha for him, there's no machlokes Rav Asa and Shmuel, and the kul yam acherim could be zeicha for him. And that's the bottom line. So far, that's the bottom line in these places. That by in a thing that a kotan could do for himself, he could be a shliach to do for Acherim, except you have to get past the Gidra Yad. That's Machlokes Rav Asa and Shmuel. Is there a Yad impediment? But if there's no Yad impediment, then it could be Shliach Acherim. And who didn't Acherim could be Shliach there? Then we also spoke through, and I want to. We also spoke through, it's going to be important today, Rabbi Kvegas Kasha. Kvegas says, if this is true, that according to Rav Asa, a kotan's only mismayed from shlichus in things that he can't do for himself, but in things that a kotan could do for himself, it's called atem, and he could be a shliach, and he could have a shliach. So then, why can't a kotan? So according to Rav Asa, yes, Rabbi Kvegar, but really, even according to Shmuel, because Shmuel's not arguing with Rav Asa in this nekuda, the way we're explaining. Why does the Mishnah say that a ketana can't have a shliach kabbalah? Why can't a ketana have a shliach kabbalah to be mekabbalah get? She can mekabbalah get herself, and anything that she could do for herself, she should be able to have a shliach. So why can't a ketana make a shliach kabbalah to be mekabbalah get? Again, Rabbi Kvegar is the kasha aliba de Rav Asa, but the way we're explaining the Tosis is just as much a kasha according to Shmuel, because that's a case of a cherem being zeicha for the kotan, and that Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Asa don't argue. Says Rabbi Kvegar that even if there's no mir davatim gamatim, but to be mimanish shliach, a kotan doesn't have das to do. To be mimanish shliach, that's to make a chalos. That's like being mekadosh and isha. That a kotan for sure has no das to do. So therefore, yes, it's true that in something that the kotan could do for himself, there's no mir davatim gamatim, and therefore the kotan could be a shliach. Other people could be zeicher for the kotan in a midi discuss. We don't need a minui. But in things that are a chayv, like a get, where you need a maisa minui, that a kotan can never do a maisa minui. That's a side problem, that a kotan can't do a maisa minui. That's not nothing, that's unrelated to the issue of atam gamatam. That's Rabbi Kvegas, that's very important. I have also a mokum suffolk. And it's going to be also maybe going forward I want to be able to reference. Abba Sofet, what would you say about the following? Let me preface. Tosis goes on and he says, we saw this in Tosis already. This that a kotik could be zoicha for himself, says Tosis, that's only by das acheres machna. If there's no das acheres by mitzia, for example, there's no das acheres machna, then even if it's sorva zoki egas menoit loy, a kotik cannot be zoicha. It says the mishnah cheres shaita v'koton, mitzia's cheres shaita v'koton is only dakishol. They only have gezel mishum dakishol. Rabbi Yosi says gezel gomur mi devrayim. Even going to Rabbi Yosi is only drabbanim. But akapanim, see, it's cheir shayt v'kodim, it's only dark yisholim. It's not really a full-fledged kinyan. The Gemara says it makes it b'dayonim. The cheir finds a mitzir, cotton finds a mitzir, and then somebody grabs it from him. So you're not makes it b'dayonim. Because his kinyan was just a dark yisholim, so it wasn't really a kinyan. So he says, b'feresh in Gemara, so it's b'feresh in Mishnah. That a cotton doesn't have a schil in ashe. How can Ravasi say zoichel in the zoich? How can Ravasi say that he's zoichel asmai? Taisa goes zoichel asmai with the raisa. So Taisa says that's a chayes machmashayim. That's important. That according, so we have this, and many of Rishonim say this, that a cotton could be zoichel asmai, that Ravasi says that a cotton could be zoichel asmai by tzor bezorki egiz menoitloi. That's only by das a chayes machmashayim, not by mitzir. So I have the following shiloh. Shiloh and halacha. Can a gadol be zoiche in a mitzvah for a cotton on a deraisa level? The rabbanon for sure is often the cotton. That's the mitzvah of vasim. The rabbanon they were the second skier for a cotton, but on a deraisa level, can a cotton be zoiche a mitzvah for a cotton? Can a gadol be zoiche in a mitzvah on behalf of a cotton? Why not?
Have the
other
and
he
has no shlichus, so
he's
excluded from
Matan. So Chesky's saying no, because Schia needs shlichus. And the cotton, there's no shlichus for a cotton except things that he could do for himself. And since he can't be kind of the Mitzvah for himself, so in a Godel can't be a shlichus to be kind of the Mitzvah for the cotton. Anybody have a counter argument?
Could you say since he could be.
That's good.
The
God
doesn't have
that.
There's
a
machna.
When he's picking it up, you can give it to him. Very good. So, right, very good. A cotton can't be zoich for himself by a mitzvah because there's no das acheres machna. B'mokim das acheres machna, a cotton could be zoich for himself. So maybe here, when a gadol picks up a mitzvah for a cotton, is there das acheres machna? L'chayr there is, because the gadol who picks up the mitzvah has das acheres on behalf of the cotton. So this is already a case of das acheres machne. If it's a case of das acheres machne, then the cotton by das acheres machne could be kind of for himself. Since he could be kind of for himself, so maybe a gadol already could be a shliach to be kind of for the cotton.
So 2 points. One is, I think, just the case in fact, Tosus holds das acheres machne if you're going to be doing so, and Tosus also holds a bearish that a gadol can't be going for a gadol. So before that, just
Tosus holds
das
acheres machne, and Tosus
holds das acheres machne is going to do right. And Tosus says that in the same Tosus says that a gadol can't be zoche for a cotton except in the Rabban, because chayim have shlichus.
Tosus where?
Tosus where else?
Says that a gadol can't be zoche for a cotton.
Even
by the cotton. Or the Chachila said, right? Tosus said you can't be zeicher for cotton because chi is mitam shlichus. Yeah, but that was before Tosus knew the Gemara given that this is new yisoid that by das acheres machne the cotton could do for himself, and once he could do for himself, acherim could be zeicher for him. And now a gadol, Moshe, Tosus the Chachila thought he can't have any money because there's das acheres machne is not kaina. Now Tosus says no, he could have money because a gadol could be. So now Tosus says that he could have money, but I'm not sure if Tosus means he could have money when a gadol is zeicher for him. Like the Shach learns Tosus, but there's a Chazor in Tosus.
But then let's say all the Tosus elsewhere just has the point of that Tosus in the Basra. Right. Just has the point of you can't be going to the bottom. So that Tosus doesn't agree that that's because Mach is going to the Raisa.
No, but maybe he doesn't agree to the Tosus in Gittin that even Shmuel agrees to Rav Asi that maybe that then it's something that he could do for himself, he could have Shlichus. That's I'm not sure if Tosus agreed to that. Tosus by us learns that once Rav Asi said that you could, what you could do for yourself, you could other people, you could do for, you could be zeichel acherim, so who didn't acherim could be zeichel for you? And we'll explain, even Shmuel agrees to that. Taisus learned that even Shmuel agrees to that. I'm not sure Taisus elsewhere doesn't necessarily have to hold on. But the Shach learns in this Taisus, it's certainly against Taisus elsewhere. Taisus the Moshul in Taisus in Taisus elsewhere says, this in Ksuvus the Moshul says, that a cotton, I get cotton, I think Taisus holds, that a cotton, that even things that a cotton could do for himself, a gadol cannot do for a cotton. This you have to remember, Taisus and Ksuvus, but I think so. This is a very machudish tikkun Taisus, this Taisus. The Ksuvus doesn't even think it says it in this Taisus, but the Shach is medayik, we were medayik, the Shach is right, that it says in this Taisus, the chazor, Taisus lechatchila thought a gadol cannot be zoicha for a cotton, because ain't shlichus the cotton. Now Taisus comes along and he says, no, not true. It's mashma the hainu midiraisa that a cotton could be zoicha lacherem, and who did acherem could be zoicha for a acherem could be zoicha for a cotton. But I'm not sure if that's only by a mecher. A gadol is going to be zoicha for a cotton. Suddenly somebody's giving to the gadol, or maybe it's true even by mitzvah because there's dasa charis
machin. Okay. I think the second point
that
was true is, case of Dosh is not a case of Daskar Smakna. Daskar Smakna means that the final of the Kedah could be Machna.
Right, it's not the regular case of Daskar Smakna. This is part of the Nekudas HaSof. I want to know if this is called Dasa Charisma. So really, so let me speak through. Here, yeah, hold on. So let me speak this through. The Tzadi HaSof. I mean, we're already halfway through the Tzadi HaSof, but I want to, let's revolve it a little bit. I think there's two, the Sofik I think is a Sofik on two levels. The Sofik Mishnah from Tutstam. First of all, it's just it's a Sofik I think just in terms of what Chesky was saying. That on the one end I could say, look, this is a case of Mitzil. A cotton can never be kind of Mitzil. So therefore this is to be kind of Mitzil is not a king that a cotton could do. So you want to be kind of for a cotton? Atem gam atem. You're trying to be a shliach for a cotton and something that the cotton can't do. Or we could say that maybe not. A cotton can't be kind of a cotton cannot be kind of ordinarily because a cotton can't be kind of mitzvah, but by Das Acharis Machni could be kind of. What does that mean? That means that a cotton is kind of himself. So there's a lack of das. But if somebody else will supply the das, then the cotton could be kind. But das is right. The cotton can't be kind of himself because he doesn't have das. But in a case where somebody else will supply the cotton with the das, and all the cotton has to do is just the maisa the cotton could do. Let's say, I want to talk in just a few minutes about das is a little bit more. Although I don't really want to get into that much because it's a mind shame himself. But let's say for the time, what does it say in das is a Taisa says, a cotton cannot be kind of mitzir. Said only back to Shalom, but Midrashim can't be kind of Mitzvah. But he could be kind of, but he could be kind of Matana, because Das Acher is Machna Shaini. So what's the Pashup Shatna? It means that a cotton, to be kind of Mitzvah, you need Das. You can't do a king without Das. A cotton doesn't have the main ingredient. It doesn't have Das, so it can't be kind of. By Matana, you don't need the cotton's Das. You have the Das of the Noisana Matana. So all you need the cotton to provide is the Maisa Kinyan. A Maisa Kinyan, the trukken and maisa kinyan, that means the dry maisa kinyan, you know, the maisa kinyan just by itself. That the cotton could do. That's a cheres mach. Let's say. So, by a case of that's a cheres machne, where all you need is the cotton to do the maisa kinyan, and maisa kinyan it could do, so then you could be a shliach to do the maisa kinyan for the cotton. So, you know, in a case, let's say, where you have a matana, somebody's giving a matana to a gadol, and the gadol is going to be zoicha for the cotton. Here, since all you need the cotton to do is the maisa kinyan, the das is already supplied. All you need the cotton to do is the maisa kinyan, and a maisa kinyan, the cotton is isa b'nafshei. So another person could do the maisa kinyan for the cotton, because all that's needed here is the maisa kinyan. The maisa kinyan, the cotton will do. The maisa kinyan, the cotton could. A maisa kinyan, the cotton could do. So therefore. We could say the same thing. So now what about a case of matana? So maybe we could say al derech zeh. Look, what do you need? If what is the cotton over here? we don't need the das of the cotton, because the das is already supplied by the person picking up the mitzvah. So the das has already been supplied. You don't even need the cotton, you don't need shlichus for that. You don't need shlichus for the das. Right? When a gadol picks up a mitzvah for a cotton, does he have to be a shlich on the das part? No, that's the idea of das acharis matana. If the nois and the matana could supply the das, then the person picking up the mitzvah could supply the das. So for that, you don't need shlichus. So which part over here needs shlichus? Just the tukin of ma'aseh kinyan. Right? Just a dry ma'aseh kinyan. That's the part that needs shlichus. Well, a dry ma'aseh kinyan, a cotton could do. You see, by matana, you could do a dry ma'aseh kinyan, where he can't do das, but he could do a dry ma'aseh kinyan. So all the gadol has to be is the shliach of the cotton and the dry ma'aseh kinyan. That's isa ben ashe. That a cotton could do for himself. Maybe that he could be a shliach. And that's the other side. That maybe this is called isa ben ashe. To pick up a mitzvah for cotton is isa ben ashe. Because yes, it's true a cotton can't pick up a mitzvah because you need das in it, and the cotton doesn't have das. But the other argument is, the counter argument is, but the gadol over here is not being called upon to be a shliach for the das. The das, the gadol will do with das acheres machne. He only has to be a shliach for the ma'ase kinyan. So on the ma'ase kinyan, that's already isa ben ashe, because katanim are able to do ma'ase kinyan. They can't have das, but they could do a ma'ase kinyan. So why can't you be a shliach for the katan on the ma'ase kinyan? So that's the basic suffix. I don't want to mechir the suffix right now. I want to leave it as a suffix, because it's going to come. It's going to be relevant later on when we get to the Gemara in Ezer Neshech. It's not clear to me in Ezer Neshech. It's if it's a case of Matona, a case of Mecha. It'll be again to the Pshat in places later on. So I don't want to. I'm just throwing it out. There's another. I could say the suffix. There's another Nekud here in the suffix also, which is the following. It's not even so clear how Das Acharis Machne works altogether. Like, what's the whole idea of Das Acharis Machne? Like, what is it? How does it work? This is a broad subject, and it's not our subject. We can't make everything over here in this place is out. You know, everything that comes up, we can't make it our asli. Just the kitz and imras. The pashup shat in Das Acharis Machne is, like I said, that by let's say not a complicated case of shlichus. It's a simple case. A gadol is being machne matana to a cotton. So the Das Acharis Machne. So it says Das Acharis Machne is kainu midirayis. So the pashup shat ka'omer is that the cotton does the ma'aseh kinyan and the gadol supplies the das. The nois and the matana supplies the das. Yeah, that is self needs a whole aspect. How can the gadol supply the das? He's the nois matana. Why you need the das of the kohen, not the das of the machne? But let's say somehow that's not true. You could have the das of the machne; it's good enough. That's one way to learn. There is another possibility, though, in the whole idea of das acheres machne. Das acheres machne is not really a gemara anywhere in the kind of cases that Tosfos is talking about. There's no gemara that there's das acheres machne by a cotton, or das acheres machne by a lack of das. This is an invention of Tosfos and other Rishonim. In fact, the Shach doesn't like it. The Shach says in Tosfos, how do you have a right to invent such a thing? There's no such gemara. Where do you have such a gemara that Das Acharis Machne could supply the missing Das of the cotton? Shach's not happy with this Tosfos. Okay, but Tosfos and many other Rishonim have this notion of Das Acharis Machne. In the Gemara, you have Das Acharis Machne by only one thing. Where do you have in the Gemara Das Acharis Machne? Anybody know? Right. So, what was the nidin over there? Chatzar mishtameres. The Gemara says that by mitzia you need a chatzar mishtameres. You're not going a chatzar that's not mishtameres. If you're not even mitzia, it's not going. But a chatzar she'ain a mishtameres is not going by mitzia, but it's going by matana because das acheres ma. That's we have a Gemara about das acheres ma. That's not a Gemara that has anything to do with the lack of das. There's no lack of das mitzad the kainah. I mean, there is no das altogether. Chatzis kainah shalemi daita. That's it. In a chatzis kainah shalemi daita. Chatzir shalem is kainah shalemi daita. That's altogether strange. How chatzis be kainah shalemi daita? But it is chatzis kainah shalemi daita. There's aloha that the chatzis has to be mishtameres. And some of das acheres machne takes off the problem of chatzis mishtameres. That's not because the noisin hamatona provided the missing das. Chatzis doesn't need das. It's somehow a substitute for mishtameres. Das Acheres Machne substitutes for Mishnameres. So what does that even mean? How does Das Acheres Machne substitute for the missing Mishnameres? For the missing Chotzer of Mishnameres? So Rashi in Bar Mitzvah, in the Alatim of Beis, Rashi has a Loshen, I don't remember now verbatim, but Rashi basically says that when you have Das Acheres Machne, it's Noyach Liknos. It's easier to make a Kinyan. A Kinyan from a nice in matana is easier than a kinyan of a mitzvah where you're doing the whole thing from scratch. So a chatzar sheinim mishtameres is a weak kinyan. I mean, I'm not going now into any deep lumbas, but a chatzar sheinim mishtameres is a weak kind of chatzar. So it's good enough for the case of dasakaris machne, but it's not good enough for it to be kind of mitzvah. This is not big lumbas over here. That's what it says in Rashi. So now you have to know when Tosfos here invented that a katan could be kind of with dasakaris machne. Does he mean, like I said before, that the gadol provides the missing das? If that's the case, it has really nothing to do with the Gemara of a Metzia. And when Tosfos the Lashon, it just happens to have the same. The word dasakaris machne that Tosfos is saying, it really has nothing to do with dasakaris machne, the Gemara of a Metzia. Just a coincidence that they happen to have the same name. Maybe it's like Tosfos took the Melitza from the Gemara of a Metzia. But it's a totally different idea, which is quite possible. Tosfos doesn't reference the Gemara of a Metzia. He just says the Lashon, dasakaris machne. Maybe he does. He doesn't mean. It's nothing to do with the Gemara of a Metzia. So he means das, you need das. The machne provides das. Or could be Tosfos means al derech gemara b'metzia, that a kinyan by das achares machne is a weaker kind of kinyan. So katan is a katan doesn't have a strong enough yad to be kind of where you need a strong kinyan, but maybe katan has enough yad to be kind of where all you need is the weak kinyan. Al derech, you know that a katan, certainly a katan son is can be kind of latzma, it can't be kind of lacher. So Rav Zalkei has another piece. Kind of latzma, he's not old enough to be kind of lacher. It needs more of a yad. So to be kind of mitzia, that needs a big yad, it needs a chatzom shtameres. So that kind of yad, a cotton doesn't have. But to be kind of matana, we have that's a charis machne, that doesn't need such a big kinyan. Even a chatzom shenim shtameres would be good enough. It doesn't need such a strong kinyan. So maybe if it doesn't need such a strong kinyan, then a cotton would be able to do it. Well, this is a suffix in Achayim. So if we'll say it this way, then it's for sure that a god to pick up a mitzia for a cotton would not work. Because it's not a case of das acharis machne. Here, it's not that you need some das and the zayfa could provide it. To be kind of matana, to be kind of from a nice in matana needs less of a kinyan than to be kind of mitzia. To be kind of mitzia needs a big kinyan. So in a case where you're picking up a mitzia, you need a big kinyan that a cotton can't do. So it's not isa ben afshe. If it's not isa ben afshe, so how could the God will do it for the cotton? No, but according to this Mahalach, the idea of Das Acharis Machne is that to be kind of from a Nosin Matana doesn't need such a big Maisa Kinyan. But to be kind of a Mitzia needs a bigger Maisa Kinyan, a bigger Yad. So here you're picking up a Mitzia. The Gadol is picking up a Mitzia. Does this, what kind of level of Maisa Kinyan does it need? It needs a high level Maisa Kinyan. Is that Isa ben Ashe? Could the Kotan do such a high level Maisa Kinyan for himself?
No.
B'shlichus. The Gadol is doing the Maisa Kinyan b'shlichus of the Kotan and ain't shlichus the Kotan except in something which is Yisrael Nashe. So again, I don't want to really. I don't want to get sink into this morass of das acharis machne, because it's not our sugya. I just want to look at what's relevant to the pshat in places. Is I just want to right now. I want to flag that I have this suffix that is not clear to me. In a Gadol is kind of a mitzia for a Kotan. If that's called the case of das acharis machne, or it's not called the case of das acharis machne, I think this comment stud into the suffix. I don't have achra on the suffix, but it's going to be relevant later on when we get to Tosis with the Yerushalmi, with the Gemara Nezim Yesha. This nekud is going to be relevant to know that we have two in our arsenal. We have two possibilities. We could learn that to be kind of mitzia, to be zeich and mitzia is called das acharis machne, and we could learn that, and we'll see what will work better for us in the pshat and the Tosis. So it'll be relevant in a few minutes. Yeah.
Not to take this point too long, but. How could it be that das is machne? Shouted that the machne is providing the das. How could a kinyan happen with this das machne
and das kornet? Happen what?
How could you have a kinyan? Meaning, if we're imagining, you can tell the das of the katan and katan like he has zero das. All the das is from the machne. That's shouted das was machne. How could you have a kinyan with this das machne and no das kornet?
Yeah, that's a very good question. That's a very good question. Everybody, they Shimon and everybody grapples with this. What is this das acharis machne? How does it work?
One of the rabbis still doesn't have this problem.
Yeah, if you learn the second mahalach, then you don't have this problem at all. If you learn the first mahalach that the gadol provides the das, that the machne provides the das, right? That's a big problem. How can the machne provide the das? Kinyanim have to be done by a kohen, not by a machne. That's an axiom. A machne can't do a kinyan for a kohen. For example, let's say I want to be mishatev people in the erev. I have a box of matzah. I want to mishatev everybody in the erev. So what's the problem? I take my box of matzah, I pick it up, but I'm zeich for everybody in the erev. Can't do that. Why not? Because I'm the machne, how can I be the kohen? The Machna and the Kohen are two different worlds. I need to take somebody off the street, and I have to say, I mean, a Jewish guy off the street, and I have to give him the box of matzah and say, "Be zeicha on behalf of all the bnei achatzah." Why? Because I'm the Machna, I can't be the Kohen too. And here by Das, all of a sudden, the Machna provides the Das. How can the Machna provide the Das? How can part of the Kinyan, which is the Das, be provided by the Machna? Yeah. So this is a problem. Fair is a problem. Some want to say, we're already talking, some want to say that the Maisa Kinyan has to be done by the Kohen. But the Das is not part of the Maisa Kinyan, the Das is part of the Chaloisa Kinyan. But the Chaloisa Kinyan needs to have Das. It's not a din in the Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa Kinyan has to be done by the Kohen. But that doesn't need any Das. The Chaloisa Kinyan needs Das. So the Chaloisa Kinyan needs Das. That already the Machna could do. Das for the Chaloisa Kinyan, maybe the Machna could also do. Yeah, that's also problematic. You're going to say that every Chaloisa Kinyan needs Das. How does Chatzah work? Chatzah is going without Das. If it's only done in the Maisa Kinyan. So Chatzah is a different kind of Maisa Kinyan, that it's his Machna Kabbalah. But if the Chaloisa Kinyan needs Das, how does Chatzah ever work? Yeah, these are big sukkis in the Yeshiva Shreya. But this really, really belongs in word to Bab Mitzvah. Let's go back there and Tosis. I want to pick up the Tosis from. Let's pick it up from the fourth wide line, Vim Taimai. Pick it up from there. Vim Taimai. Vehech medakte begitten. Dezoich lacherem, mi depoida meisa sheni lacherem. Vealoi afilo atmai, lezochi mi deraisik shen das lacheres machna oislam. Ubechil meisa sheni, mi ika das lacheres machna lacherem ala deschias kotem. Tais is asking, Tosfos got finished saying that the whole din that a katan is zeichel atzmei, the Gemara Gittin, Rav Asi is halacha that a katan can be zeichel atzmei and melech can be zeichel acherim. That's only about das acheres machna. If there's no das acheres machna, the katan can't be zeichel for himself. At least not midiraisa, only das b'sholem, and melech can't be zeichel acherim. Tosfos from the Hemshich of Gemara Gittin. The Gemara says in Gittin that Rav Asi, the Gemara it brings a riot to Rav Asi against Shmuel. A riot to Rav Asi that a cotton is zoicha, that a cotton could be zoicha not only latzmi but could be zoicha lachem too. Against Shmuel that he's only zoicha latzmi but he's never zoicha lachem. So the riot is, so the Gemara says, there's a Mishnah, Ketzin Marimun on Maisa Sheni. Person has Maisa Sheni and he wants to be paid, that he doesn't want to be Maisa Chomish. So there's an Eitzah. He takes the money of the pigeon, and he's maknit to Abdul B'Shechosai. Gives it to his Eved or to his Shifcha. Can't give it to his children because they're Samach HaShulchanai, so they're not considered to be a separate Yad. But he gives it to his Eved or to his Shifcha. Yeah, Taisa says they're also Samach HaShulchanai, so it's a problem, but we're not getting there. So he gives it to his Eved or his Shifcha, and they're kind of, they're zeichin the money, and they take the money, and they are now paid to the Maisa Sheni. So now they're being paid to the Maisa Sheni that does not belong to them, they don't have to be Maisa Chaymish. And that's, he gets out of the Chaymish. Says the Gemara, how is the Shifcha is a Ketana, because if she was Tesaira, she would be Yotzel Lecheres. So by definition, the Shifcha is a Ketana. So here you have a Ketana, and when she's paid to the Maisa Sheni, so that's called, that's considered to be, that she's being Zoicha the Maisa Sheni on behalf of the Baal. She's taking money, she's being Zoicha the Maisa Sheni on behalf of the Baal. And that needs a Hesbro, how exactly that, why is that called, she's being Zoicha, it's the Baal's Maisa Sheni. So the Rishayim over there say, it's different from Shadim, but the Pashup Shah over there, the Rishayim say, is that when you pay the Maisa Sheni, somehow, before it had opinion, it didn't, in some sense, it's not totally yours. I don't know, Maisa Sheni, Mamad Levayim, Mamad Hegit, but I don't know if it's totally enough. But in some sense, you're not allowed to eat it yet, so it's not, or at least out of Yerushalayim, it's limited, your bilis on it is limited. Now when you pay it, so you get a greater bilis in it. So that's a kind of kinyan in the Maisa Sheni. When you pay the Maisa Sheni, in a certain sense, you're acquiring the Maisa Sheni. You're acquiring it, and now you're allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim, so. So, but the Shivcha who gets the money and she's paid to the Maisa Sheni, she's sort of being zoich in the Maisa Sheni on behalf of the Baal. So that's a schil acherim. Says in what? Oh, it's a riot of Asi that a koton could be zoich acherim. Not only could be zoich alatzmi, could be zoich acherim. So the Gemara answers is talking about dogs. It's noko, otzah sheni noko, and it's only Maisa Sheni with Rabbanan, and Maisa Sheni with Rabbanan, they were more mekko. But Akabanan, the Chatchil Gemara wanted to bring this. That's the riot of the Gemara. That's the Surah of the Shmaisa. That's the riot of the Gemara. Tosis earlier quoted this part of the Gemara for what? Tosis quoted already this part of the Gemara for a different purpose. What did Tosis get out of milk out of this Gemara before? Earlier in that Tosis here. The proof that the Machlekes of Rashi and Shmuel is on a Deraisa level. Because the Gemara, Maisa Sheni, we're talking about a Deraisa. The Gemara answers also Sheni and Oko, but L'chatchil Gemara assumes it's Maisa Sheni, Deraisa. and yet according to Shmuel, according to Rav Asi, he's able to zeichel acher. So you see there, Rav Asi's din, the zeichel atzma, zeichel acherim is a deraisa din. But Tosis now is a new problem. Tosis just told me that the whole din that a kotun could be zeichel atzma and zeichel acherim is only by das acheris machna. If it's not das acheris machna, the kotun has no yad even to be zeichel for himself. Kolshkin to be zeichel acherim. Ma'is Hashem, there's no das acheris machna. She's taking the money. She didn't pay the Ma'is Hashem. There's no das acheris machna. So how does that? So that shouldn't work according to anybody. Not only should she not be able to pay the lachem, she shouldn't even be able to pay the atzma. Never mind lachem. What's the word bringing it for altogether? How does this? It does altogether makes no sense. Says Taisus, Veish Leimar. Taisus Gittin says this too. Veish Leimar the Kesover Hamaksha. The Kemoish is Zoichel Atzma Vichil Meis Hashenim Ad Hora. Machmas the Muf Lasom Achlish Der Aiso. Kemoich is Zoichel Achem Ad Hora. Says Taisus, the case over there is, doesn't say this in the Mishnah, or in the Gemara for that matter, Taisus Mechavish, that the case is it's a Muf Lasom Achlish. And the Mufl Samach Lish, just like a Mufl Samach Lish in the Dorm and in the Hektish, has a din of a Gadol. So in being paid in Ma'is Hasheni also, a Mufl Samach Lish has a din of a Gadol. And not only like normally a Mufl Samach Lish is a Gadol and a Hafla. Here it's not a Dibur, it's a Ma'is opinion. That also goes into the Parsha of Mufl Samach Lish. Since Ma'is Hasheni is a kind of Hafla, you Makdish it to be Ma'is Hasheni. So whatever has to do with making it Ma'is Hasheni, making it no longer Ma'is Hasheni, being paid with the Ma'is Hasheni, for all of those things, a Muflis HaMachlish has the status. It's the status of a Gadol. So therefore, says the Gemara, it's from a Muflis HaMachlish. So therefore, she's able to be paid the La'atzma with the Parsha Muflis HaMachlish. And says the Gemara, but how she paid the La'ayim? She's paid the La'atzma because she's a Muflis HaMachlish. But how she's paid al acher, that's already a riot to Rav Asi. That whatever you could do for yourself, you could be a shliach to do for others. Meaning, Mufl Samachlish explains how she could do the Ma'is Pinyan because she's a Mufl Samachlish. But how could she be zeicher for the bailin? That's already shlichus. That has to do with Rav Asi. That's already a riot to Rav Asi. That's what he explains to Gemara. So it's interesting, the kudda here, I wanna talk this out a little bit. Just for a minute, a few minutes. So what's the structure now of the Gemara? We have a machlokes of Asi and Shmuel. Everybody agrees that he's zoichel atzma. But so machlokes is he's zoichel acher. Asi says, that's the best way to put it up. Rav Asi says Zeichel Acherim. Shmuel says he's not Zeichel. So the Gemara wants to compare this. How's he Zeichel Atzmai? Cotton doesn't ordinarily can't be Zeichel. By Messiah can't be Zeichel. How's he able to be Zeichel Atzmai? That's a chers. Now we have a Gemara by Ma'is Hasheni. She certainly played the Latzma. As she played the Latzma, there's no Das Acher. Right? Muflis. And the Gemara thinks, but she wants to be played for the Bailam, not Latzma. So the Gemara thinks that this should be, not just thinks, the Gemara says it's analogous to Machlokes Shmuel and Rav Asi. And therefore it ought to be that according to Shmuel, she's not paid al atzma. And according to Rav Asi, she's paid al atzma. The Gemara says the two cases are analogous, and since the Mishnah in fact says that she's played a Latzma, it's a Kasha and Shmuel, and Shmuel says, well, we're talking about Ma'is Hasheni and lots of Shein and Nokov, and therefore it's Ma'is Hasheni Derabbanim, but by Ma'is Hasheni Deraisa, you're right, this would really be a Machlokes Shmuel and Rav Asi. Because the two cases are analogous to each other. Now, Tosfos before said that since this is a case of deraisa, this is my shame of deraisa, so this machleik of Shmuel and Rav Asi must also be deraisa. That was Tosfos before, right? In the Machlokes Shmuel and Rav Asi itself, we have two Mahalchim. What are Shmuel and Rav Asi arguing about? The Ran learns that they're arguing on Gidrei Shlichus. Can a Kotun be a Shliach in something that he could do for himself? Shmuel Rav Asi says, yes, that's called that. He goes into Atem. And Shmuel says, no, a Kotun is Nismayit from Shlichus Lagam. The Rashba learns, and I wanted to argue that the Taisa also learns, and I want to now bring another writer. The Tosfos also learns that the Machlokes Shmuel and Rav Asi is not a Machlokes in Gidrei Shlichus, it's a Machlokes in Gidrei Yad. How much Yad does a Kotan have Das to do L'Acherim? He has Das to do for himself. But does he have Das to do a Maisa Kinyan L'Acherim? And that's the Machlokes Shmuel and Rav Asi. Rav Asi says, yes, a Kotan could have Das to do a Maisa L'Acherim. And Shmuel says, a Kotan does not have Das to do a Maisa L'Acherim. Now, the analogy of the Gemara itself, I could explain in both Mahalchim. I'm going to have to be able to explain in both Mahalchim, because the Ran and the Rashba have to explain the Gemara. So, according to the Ran, it's Machlokes in Gidrei Shlichus. According to the Rashba, it's Machlokes in Gidrei Das L'Acherim. Either way, I could plug it into the Machlokes by Maisa Sheni. That's not a problem. As follows. Let's say, first, according to the Ran. The Machlokes Shmuel Rav Asi is in Gidrei Shlichus. Can I be a shliach to do l'acherim, something that I'm able to do l'atzmi? Rav Asi says yes, Shmuel says no. Well, that's the shaila over here. According to Rav Asi, mufusam machlish could do for herself, could be paida for herself, could she be paida l'acherim? What did I write over here? L'acherim. I hear the analogy. It's the same issue. A kotan is zaychel asmi, that's for sure. Kidu is zaychel achayim. It's totally in Gidrei Shlichus. Same thing over here. A kotan, a tanog, if she's a muflus amachli, she could be poydel asma. But could she be poydel achayim? It's totally in Gidrei Shlichus. Same achlaikas, no problem. Likewise, according to the Rashba, I also understand the analogy. A kotan has enough das to be zaychel asma. But can a kotan ever have enough das to do a maisa kinyan achayim? That's a very mature, that's a very sophisticated concept. To do a Maisa Kinyan L'Acherim, maybe that a Kotan doesn't have Das for it. Can't have Das for it. Machlokes Shmuel and Rav Asi. Well, over here as well, a Mufla Samach Leish, the Torah said exerts a custom, that he has enough Das, that's a Chiddush, but the Torah is Machadish, that when it comes to Dinei Maisa Sheni, Dinei Hafla, a Mufla Samach Leish has enough Das to be Makdish for himself, to Hafla for himself, to be Poydah for himself. For that he has enough Das. But does it follow that he has enough das to do l'acherim? Well, I think it's just to be telling the same thing. A person who has enough das to do for himself, a kotan who has enough das to do for himself, does he have enough das to do l'acherim? Same machlokes Shmuel and Rav Asi. I could hear that also. But what about what I want? That's so either way the Gemara is good. But I want to revisit Tosfos' raya that since this is a case of a deraisa, this also has to be a case of a deraisa. That was Tosfos before. This mechiyach, the Gemara getting is deraisa from the fact that the Gemara compares it to Maisa Sheni deraisa. If Maisa Sheni if the Zoychel Asmi would be only a derabonon, how could you compare it to Maisa Sheni, which is Maisa Sheni deraisa? That was Tosfos Raya Lechavtula. If we learn al derech the Ran that the machlekes Shmuel and Rav Asi is a machlekes in Gidrei Shlichus, is the miyut of Atem Atem, does it mean that a kotis nismayt from Shlichus Lagamrei? Or does it mean he's only nismayed from things that he can't do for himself, but things that he could do for himself, he's called atem? Then I don't see any raya at all that just because Maisa Sheni happens to be a case of a deraisa, that therefore it follows that the case of schia has to be an issue of a deraisa. What's the raya? Well, the Olam will say that Maisa Sheni is a deraisadic issue, and schia la'atzmo is a drabonadikatin. It's a dakishalamdikatin. The Gemara is still 100% fine. What's the difference? The issue that we have is in Gidrei Shlichus. something that you could do for yourself could be something that a cotton could do for himself. Could he be a shliach l'achayim? Ravasi says, since a cotton could be zoichel la'atzmai, what do I make care if it's the rabbanon? The rabbanon, the raisa, what's the difference? A cotton l'maisa could be zoichel la'achayim. To the extent that it could be zoichel la'achayim, could it be could be zoichel la'atzmai? If he could be zoichel la'atzmai, then Ravasi says, even if it's a drabbanon, so on a drabbanon level. But since he's zoichel la'atzmai, let's say it's drabbanon. But since he's zoichel la'atzmai midrabbanon, says Ravasi, so midrabbanon, he's atem. And atem is not nismai from shlichus. A cotton who is atem is not nismai from shlichus. And Shmuel said, no, a cotton is nismai from shlichus lagami. So the Gemara says, well, take a look at Maaseh Sheni. Here we see that Ravasi is right, that the muflus omachlish could be a shlich, to be paid alachair. You see that a person, what he could do for himself, he's caught him in something that he could do for himself, he's called atom. What's the difference? This is the rice and this is the rabbanon. So what? So hokadiso. That doesn't matter. The Gemara is arguing the machlokes Shmuel and Ravasi doesn't really depend on whether the underlying, the thing that he could do for himself is a derice or the rabbanon. What's the difference? The machlokes Shmuel and Ravasi is in the yisoid of shlichus. Can a person be a shliach? Can a cotton be a shliach la'acherim in something that he could do for himself? What's the difference to me if what he does for himself, he does it deraisa, he does it drabonon, on whatever level we're talking? If he could do for himself deraisa, he'll be a shliach deraisa. If he could do for himself drabonon, he'll be a shliach midrabonon. So I don't see any indication at all that just because it happens to be that the case of muflus omachlish is deraisa, that therefore the din that he's oich alasma has to be a deraisa, not darkishol. And therefore to invent the whole thing, that's the cheres makna and so on. Make the case. So I think here, I think from here is a raya, another raya. We already had a raya, but I think this is another support for what we said in Taisus, that Taisus learns the machlekes Shmuel and Ravasi is not al derech l'ran, the machlekes in dinei shlichus. In dinei shlichus, everybody agrees that if you could do it for yourself, you could be shlich. The machlekes Shmuel and Ravasi is in gidrei, is in das. That Ravasi says just because a kotan has das to be zoicha for himself, that does not mean that he automatically has enough das to be zoicha l'acher. And that's Shmuel. And Ravasi says, no, if he has enough das to do for himself, then he has enough das to do lachem. And that's what the Gemara is comparing. A muflus samachlish has enough das to be paid to la'atzmai, and the Mishnah says that he had that, therefore he has enough. That Torah says muflus samachlish has a cost of muflus samachlish. And the Mishnah says that who had done, or therefore he has enough das to be paid to lachem. You see that once you have enough das to do for yourself, you have enough das to do lachem. That's what Tosha read in Gemara. And therefore Tosha says that argument only makes sense if we assume that a cotton has das for himself is a deraisa de kadas. Then the analogy is sound. But if the das that he has for himself is a derabon de kadas, as tachonis el sas, the daki shalom, but on a deraisa level he doesn't even have enough das to do for himself, then b'chalas no, then the cotton analogy of the Gemara breaks down. Shmuel could say poshut, a cotton doesn't have enough das to be zoicha la'atzmai on a deraisa level. The Rabbanu were misakin the darkest sholem that he has enough das to be kind of himself. Who says they were misakin that he has enough das to be kind of lacher? Really, he has no das at all. Not la'atzmi, not lacher. The darkest sholem they were misakin that he has das la'atzmi. Says the Rashi, the takana was that he can be kind of that he has das la'atzmi. Who says he has enough das to be zeichel lacher? To be zeichel lacher is maybe that much das they weren't misakin. What's the comparison to Maaseh Sheni? By Maaseh Sheni, midiraisa has das to be paid because it's a din of muflus omachlish. Where midiraisa has das to be paid to be paid la'atzmai, so maybe then what follows that he has enough das. Where he has enough das midiraisa to do for himself, then I agree, says Shmuel, that he has enough das lachem. But in a thing that midiraisa has no das to do for himself, and only the rabbanu were misakin that he has enough das, or that this das is sufficient. The Rabbanu were misakin that the das of a kotan, which is midrash, is not sufficient to be zoichel atzmai. Midrabbanu in the Daka Shalom is sufficient to be zoichel atzmai. Who says that it's therefore sufficient to be zoichel acherim? That Rabbi Shmuel says not. Lacherim is still called that's not enough das. So therefore, Taisus says that's why Taisus is raya that it must be that the zoichel atzmai is in derais. So anyway, it's analogous to muflus omachlish. So anyway, the point that I'm bringing out is that this is a chizuk to what we said. We anyway had arrived. That Tosus learns Shaloyal Derech Haran. The Machlekes Shmuel and Ravasi not a Shlichus Dikah Machlekes. In Shlichus, everybody agrees that a Kotan, if he's Bechalut, if he's Isil and Nashe, if he could do it for himself, then it's Atam Damatim. He's into Atam. He's Bechal Atam Damatim. And the Machlekes is only a Das Dikah Machlekes. A Gat Dikah Machlekes. So I think here again is another writer. Yeah, you took out your hand.
Yeah. It's
a right.
Any cases in the Rabbanon, Shmuel agrees that a cotton could be a shliach. Right, that's Yeah.
Only because the Hemshech Lema Gemara says that Shiny Shtufim Ulus Darabonim. Gemara says Shiny Shtufim Ulus Darabonim, or it says Melkav Darabonim. So if same. Shiny Shetufim from Ulus Darbona means that even though ordinarily they weren't Misakin Shlichus, let's say according to the Ran. So the Ran holds the Machlekes and Divrei Shlichus. And according to Shmuel, a Kotan cannot be Mismayim Shlichus Legamri. So the Gemara asks from Maisa Shaini, you see that he's not Mismayim, that the Mishnah says that he could be a Shliach, I is Mismayim Shlichus Legamri. The Gemara says, well, it's also Shem Noko, and therefore it's Maisa Shaini Darbonon. So that has to mean that in Maisa Sheni Derabbanon they were misaken that a Kotan could be a Shliach. So that a Kotan could be a Shliach in Maisa for Maisa to be, could be a Shliach for Pinyin Maisa Sheni Derabbanon. That just means that in Hilchas Maisa Sheni they were misaken Shlichus for a Kotan. So I say the same thing over here. If Schiel Atzmai, if the din of Darkei, it's a din of Darkei Shalom. So maybe if this is only in the Darkei Shalom, so in the context of Darkei Shalom, they were misaken. It's the same. Maybe in the context of Darkei Shalom, they were misaken shluchos for a cotton. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe we could push. Maybe it's not a raya even according to the. Maybe it could be a raya even in the Ratzavon. Maybe the skill arts leaves there up on none. But Rabbi, if the skill asks me would be Darabon and us Darkei Shalom, so why don't we say, why couldn't Shmuel maybe Lailan Taishas like the Rat, Machlekes and Gidrei Shlichus. Taishas Raya is, what's the more answer from Maisa Sheni Deraisa? Here we're talking about Darkei Shalom. Let's see if I'm making a mistake in Chetman. I think it's still a Raya. The kash is on Shmuel, right? The one is asking from the Mishnah says, "Vayda la'atzma yedil acher." So it's a kasha on Shmuel. So Taisa said it's a raya that the din of lechol atzma is the raya. Otherwise, what's the comparison? Now, one second. According to the Ran, that the machlekes Shmuel and Rashi is in shlichos. So the kasha is. So what's the comparison? This is the Rabbanon, that's the Raisa. What do you mean? The comparison is a Kalocha. The Gemara is asking Al-Derech Kalocha. Madoch, in the context of Darkei Shalom, which is only the Rabbanon, Shmuel said that nonetheless there's no Shlichos, and the Kotan is a smash from Shlichos Lagamrei. So in the context of Pidyon Maisa Sheni, which is a Deraisa, Allah has come to the Chama that Shmuel should hold that there's no Shlichos. So the Gemara's cash is very strong. I'm adding something here. Saying, Bechara, according to the Ran, the Gemara is Gemara. What?
It also understands the Gemara, it doesn't have to, that when the Gemara enters, by Shifu and Moro, and Boaz, when they enter the Shmuel's Moro, they're abundant. And there'll be no cash for Maestro Shani.
Maybe Tysus learns that Shdul, who said, Ein Ezoichel Achem, just meant he's not. And Shiny my shit. The Gemara's answer is that Shmuel agrees that Midrabanon is Zaychel Acher. It's just not Zaychel Acher Midrabanon.
is the way to go.
Maybe La'olam Taisus holds like the Rav. The Machlokes in Gidrei Shlichus. I mean, we already machiachin earlier from Taisus that I don't think he does, but leaning along, but I want to be machiach now. So maybe La'olam will say that Taisus learns like the Ran, the Machlokes Shmuel and Avasi in Gidrei Shlichus. The question was, so then where does Taisus see a raya that just because this is their Isa, just because this is their Isa, Zeichel Atmi also has to be their Isa? I'm going to elaborate. What's the raya? La'olam Eimoloch, that the din that is Zeichel Atmi is only Darkish Shalom. The Gemara still has a very strong hash. Madoch by Zeichel Atmi, which is only Darkish Shalom, it's only the Rabbanon. Nonetheless, Shmuel says that there's no Shlichos. So in Naisa Sheni, Dir Isa, culture change, Shmuel should hold that there's no Shlichos. There's Kasha in the Mishnah, and that's the Gemara's Kasha. That's my Eichocha, that Shmuel is going to hold like there. But maybe it's not Eichocha. Because the is, what's the Gemara's test? The Gemara answer is Shiny, Maisa Sheni, they were talking about Otsa Sheni Nokov, and it's only Maisa Sheni, Dir Abonim. But the Gemara earlier over there, the Gemara Kasha, Shetufim Avois, and the Gemara also says Shiny, Shetufim Avois, Dir Abonim. So what does that Teres mean exactly? What's the Gemara's test that Maisa Sheni is only Dir Abonim? So Machlokes Taisus in the Ran. The Ran over there in Gittin learns that it means that in the context of Maaseh Sheni the Rabbanon, really going to narrowly Shmuel holds that there's no Shlichus. But in the context of Maaseh Sheni, Shmuel is Mekel that there is Shlichus. Or in the context of Shetufim Avois, Shmuel is Mekel that there is Shlichus to come. But Taisus over there in Gittin has a different shot. Taisus learns Shiny Maaseh Sheni Derabbanon, which Machlokes Ma'iskin by Maaseh Sheni Derabbanon means that the whole Machlokes Shmuel and Ravasi, if he's zoichel lachem, he's not zoichel lachem, is only on a deraisa level. On a Derabbanon level, Shmuel agrees that he's zoichel lachem. It's a very big chiddush. Shmuel Taisus didn't mention any such thing, but Taisus kept learning. That's what it means. That even according to Shmuel, that he's ain't zoichel lachem, that's deraisa. But Derabbanon, he's zoichel lachem, even according to Shmuel. And therefore, when it comes to Maisa Sheni Derabbanon, you could be paid to Maisa Sheni Derabbanon with Shlichus Derabbanon. That's how Tosfos Gittin says Pshat in the Gemara over there in Gittin. If that's the Pshat in the Gemara, and if Tosfos maybe also learned that that's the Pshat in the Gemara, so then Tosfos is right, Tosfos is 100% right. The din of Zoichel Atzmai must mean Zoichel Atzmai Deraisa. If the Zoichel Atzmai is only with Derabbanon, then how could he be Machlokes Shmuel and Ravasi if he's Zoichel Acherim Midaraisa? But they all agree, Zoichel Acherim, but they all agree Midrabbanon, he's Zoichel Acherim. The whole Zoichel Asma is only Midrabbanon. It only makes sense to say, Taisus learns Pshat in the Gemara over there, that the Machlokes Shmuel and Ravasi is on a Deraisa level. On a Derabbanon level, they all agree that there is Shlichus. Well, they all agree that he is, I don't know if it's a Shlichus Machlokes, but they all agree that he's Zoichel Acherim. Either they all agree in Hilchos Shlichus, they all agree in Hilchos Yad, you know, that depends on what exactly they're arguing about in the first place. But whatever it is, they all agree. Taisus says that according to Shmuel and Ravasi, they only argue on a Deraisa level, on a Derabbanan level, they agree that he's Zoichel Acher. And that's how Taisus learned the Gemara's Teretz of Shiny, Shitufu Mavois Derabbanan, or Maaseh Sheni Derabbanan. Not that in a Derabbanan, in the context of Hilchos Maaseh Sheni, they said different rules. It's that on a Derabbanan level, Shmuel is Maida. So therefore, when it comes to Maaseh Sheni Derabbanan, a cotton could do lacherim, because all we need is a pinyin Derabbanan. And a pinyin Derabbanan, Shmuel is Maida, then he's Zoichel Lacherim. That's what Taisus learns in Gemara Gittin. Also, once you learn like that, so then Sakam Buchach Mitzar Atzmai, that the din of Zoichel Atzmai has to be Zoichel Atzmai with Deraisa. Otherwise, how can you tell me the whole Machlek is on a Deraisa level if the underlying Zoichel Atzmai is only Derabbanan?
Moreover, not only does this work with the Ran, I'm not sure I understand how it would work if Joseph's held like the Rasha. I mean, it's a counter. Right? That if once Joseph establishes that Gemara, you know, the sum of play, so then how would it make sense that Shmuel and Ravasi, my focus was about that? Because if it's not like they both agree when the Katan's at a very young age that he has enough das to be looking for himself. They argue about if before he becomes a gadol, whether he's able to gain another level of das, which he's able to give to other people. Ravasi says he could. There's another middle level of das.
Right, yeah, it's a good question. It's a kasha altogether. It's kasha and a rashba.
But to the Ran to read, it could work.
But it's a kasha altogether.
No, because the Rashi have to establish it as Mosul Samach L'Ish. Tosfos don't. I mean, the Tosfos is the only one who forced it as Samach L'Ish. Rashi doesn't have to say that's a case of Mosul Samach L'Ish. Since Tosfos does, now Tosfos must be like Rashi.
According to Rashi, but we're not saying Mosul Samach L'Ish.
It's only to get Rashi.
It's just a din of Schia, the power of Schia. Tosfos learns al derech d'Ran and not al derech d'Rashba. The opposite of what I want to learn. You can prove that Tosfos has to be al derech d'Ran and not al derech d'Rashba. Why? Because if you learn the Gemara like the Rashba, you learn the Gemara al derech d'Rashba. So what's the machlekes of Shmuel and Rashi? It's machlekes in das. Because the Kotan have enough das to be zeichel lachem. So I was saying also, that's the analogy. According to Shmuel, Kotan has no das to be zeichel lachem. According to Ravasi, since he has enough das for himself, he has enough das lachem. I know. I'm just saying what he's just going on. I'm setting it up. So the Gemara's analogy, according to Ravasi, is going to have to be that likewise, look, Amufel Samachlish has enough das to be paid to la'atzma. Does it follow that he has enough das to be paid to lachem? According to Ravasi, that a kotten was das to be kuzoicha for himself automatically has enough das to be zoicha lachem. I know your question. I'm just setting up the background for the question. So it should follow that a kotan, a muflis amachlish, since he has certainly enough das to be paid for himself, the Torah says he's a kotan, does it follow that he's enough das to be paid for lachem? That's the Gemara's analogy, and that's why it's a kasha and Shmuel. So Chesk is asking, one second, even according to Ravasi, that a kotan has enough das to be zeichel lachem, that's not a kotan who's on a level to be zeichel atzmai. It's a higher level kotan. To be zeichel atzmai, it's only tzor v'zorki egez menoitle. To be zeichel lachem, he did chetiz mechzir lachashah. That means even according to Ravasi, it doesn't automatically follow that just because you have das for yourself, you automatically have das for Achim. Ravasi doesn't hold that. Even Ravasi doesn't go so far. Ravasi says the Arktanim, who have more das than you need to be Zeichel Asmoi, and they have enough das to be Zeichel Achim. So that's the case. So what's the. So if that's the case, so the Gemara is very sure. Even according to Ravasi, how does he play the Achim? Just because the Torah said that a Muflus HaMachlish has enough das to be paid for himself. Where is it saying Torah that a Muflus HaMachlish has enough das to be paid for Lachem? After all, we see already that to be Zoichel Lachem you need a higher level of das. So where does it say that a Muflus HaMachlish has das to be paid for Lachem? There's no das Ches Machna over here, right? It's not a das Ches Machna case. So we need the parsha Muflus HaMachlish. With Muflus HaMachlish, he has enough das to do for himself. So who says he has enough das to do for Lachem? You see, Achem needs a higher level das.
The case itself is Lachem.
But Chesk saying maybe you need a bigger level das. Maybe Muflus HaMachlish is enough das for yourself. It's not enough das Lachem. Hold on a second. Let's think about it. Let's let this sit for a minute.
Then it wouldn't be a good raya by Muflus HaMachlish, because you already see the Torah considers him a gadol. saw that the Torah considers him, he has enough das at this stage. So even Shmuel would have been Moda. Yeah, okay, of course you could in that case. Because in that case, the Torah already told me he's a bar das in this regard. So even Shmuel would have been Moda if the whole machlokas was about das and it wasn't a good raya. Because even Shmuel would have been Moda if, in the case of Shmuel plus a machlech. The Rashba doesn't have that issue because the Rashba doesn't have to make a machlech. Tosfos tells us, because he's working within Shlifos, it has to be a machlech on machlech. If that's true, the Torah is defined as a bar das. So what's the right? Shmuel also agrees a bar das. Like a gadol, for example. Shmuel agrees a gadol can be zofer for another.
I want to say a little bit differently. But we'll say like this. That the issue, Chayes has to get it, needs to make him a for some of leish, because otherwise, there's no das acheres machne. A cotton's only going to ask me when there's das acheres machne. But why do you need a das acheres machne? Let's say the Pashup Shah is because for the even a cotton who has a yad and he has enough yad, he's sort of zokoi and he's chaytis machziri, and he has a lot of understanding of a maisa kinyan. But still not enough das for the chalosa kinyan. For the chalosa, let's say we can maybe change other nuschois, but let's say this nuschois. For the chalosa kinyan, it's not enough das. So you need das acheres machne to supply the das for the chalosa kinyan. Now all you need is das for the is das for the meiser kinyan. To have a yad, you need a minimal amount of das or kavona for a meiser kinyan. If that's the machlekes, I say Rav Asi and Shmuel. Rav Asi holds that a kotan has enough das. Rav Asi holds that a kotan, at least if his chayfet is machzir, he has enough das even to do a meiser for other people. And Shmuel says no, a kotan never has enough das to do a meiser for other people. Fred Toises, by opinion, Meiser Sheni, he could be chayfet machzir lachashov, but there's no das lecheres machne. So where's the das for the chalois opinion? Maybe I have enough das for the Meiser Kinyan, but where's the das for the chalois? You need das lecheres machne for that. The answer to Toises is no. That already the Torah's megala, the mufal somach leish has enough das for the chalois opinion. So now we have enough das for the chalois opinion because he's a mufal somach leish. But now we still have to go into the question: but does a kotun ever have enough das to do a meisik kinyan lacherim? Well, the Rashi says if he's shechefetz machzir lachashol, he has enough das to do a meisik kinyan lacherim. So according to Rashi, a muflis hamachlish is certainly shechefetz machzir lachashol. He's already 12 years old. He certainly has enough das to be shechefetz machzir lachashol. So automatically, every muflis hamachlish, according to Rashi, has enough das to do a meisik kinyan lacherim. So here the pidyon, for the chalois pidyon, that is a muflis hamachlish. But for the kavanah that you need to do a maisik kinyan lacherim, well, Rav Asi would say he has enough das for that. But according to Shmuel, actually Yovish de Cyrus, he never has enough das to do a maisik kinyan lacherim. So what does it help? He's a mufl somach leish, the Torah's mechadesh that he could do the chalois pidyon, but where is his ability to do a maisik kinyan lacherim? So that's why the Gemara thinks it's a machlekes between Shmuel and Rav Asi. Okay, there's a lot of chesmer here, a lot of chesmer. It's very hard to go through this. I have a lot of work now to do to rewrite the note, to incorporate all this. Bottom line is, as far as this part of Tosfos, as far as you know what we're talking about here, the deraisa part of Tosfos, it comes out that we could work it through both al derech HaRashba and al derech HaRashba. I thought there's achra over here. I see this. I think it's achra anyway from what we talked about before. That we don't pass like Avasi. We pass like Shmuel. So what's places bringing that achayim zaychem? It's totally in Shmuel and Avasi. That I think by itself is a riot that places learns the machlekes Shmuel and Avasi, not in the initial shlichos. That was good. That was good before. But what I wanted to say today, that the whole dinyan that since this is their eyes, that must be their eyes. So I wanted to say today that's totally machlekes around the Rashba also. And that Lefi Ran, that the Raya doesn't start, and must be it's a Raya Tesol Zaderech HaRashba, that's not so pashut at all. We could work through this Gemara, both according to the Rashba. That could is not. We that segment of Tesos could be made to make sense according to both approaches. Especially, basically, because of the Tesos in Gittin. But his Tesos in Gittin says that the pshat in Shani Shetufim Voice Darbonin means that the whole Machlek Shmuel and Rav Asi is only on a derais level. Midarbonin agrees like Lachem. So if that's the case, then Zerich Lachem has to be derais. Maybe that's all Tosfos Raya is. Okay.
Okay, I guess we have to stop here after we do more today. But
okay, to go out of touch tomorrow. I wanted to see the Yushalmi. Taste called to Yushalmi. And then Rone Ezra Neshech. Ideally, you should see the Yushalmi inside and see Rone Ezra Neshech inside. Yushalmi is very not clear what's going on, and probably, I don't know, Yushalmi is Becheskas, that the Girsa is always problematic. But nonetheless, you should see a little bit Yushalmi just to have a sense of what Yushalmi is talking about, what's the basic discourse over there. And the Rone Ezra Neshech also to have a nodding acquaintance with the Rabbi.